Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show, and I'm hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, I'm hanging out for the next 3 hours. It's very simple. It's a four-hour show. You can listen to all 4 hours anytime, anywhere on the free radio.com app. That's right. It's free. Free 99. All you got to do, after you get the app, just punch in CBS Sports Radio. If you got a smart speaker, call it by its robotic name. I don't care if it's Siri. I don't care if it's Alexa. I don't care who it is. It's real simple. Just say play CBS Sports Radio. And a big shout outs to you if you're listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I know we got folks listening from Alaska to Miami to Las Vegas to Toronto. Even got some friends and buddies that listen overseas. I appreciate you. I'm glad that you're here. Shout outs to super producer Stu Kovacs. And thank you to everybody who participated in the first hour of the show. We spent a lot of time talking about Russell Wilson. We have some callers that are still here on the line. I basically told you, there ain't no doubt about it. Russell Wilson is one of the best quarterbacks to play over the last 20 years. He hasn't missed a game. Moving on now into 9 seasons. He has a Super Bowl. He should have 2. He has just more than 30 comebacks, playoff comebacks. This guy's amazing. He could throw a football, a pinpoint pass to Mars. And it's even more amazing what he's doing this year, throwing the football at a higher rate than he ever has in his career. You know, he ain't just Ciara's husband. He ain't just the guy that played baseball and is too small to play in the NFL, even though he's never missed a game. He's paving a Hall of Fame career for himself. And he wants to play for another 15 years. I'll continue to take your phone calls right here. All the time. 855-212-4CBS is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at geico.com. That is easy. And speaking of Russell Wilson and him finally airing the football out, you got to hear from his number one target right now, DK Metcalf, who is basically not even a human being. He's like 6'3", 6'4". He's just fast as hell, strong as hell. He belongs on a basketball court. He's a freak. He's over here dunking on NFL players. I want you to hear from him in a second, but right now, let's continue with your calls. You can also tweet me. It's real simple. All of my social media, you can find me at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on all social media. I actually just retweeted the show rundown if you want to know exactly what we're going to talk about besides DK Metcalf. Let's actually go to Seattle, Washington right now, and let's talk to Jordan. Jordan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind about that QB up in your town?
Hey, man, appreciate taking the call. Man, Russ is the man. You know, you talk about the Super Bowls, and everyone talks about the LOB, and rightfully so. It's a legendary unit. But in Russell Wilson's 2 Super Bowl appearances, his combined quarterback rating, 0 to 100, is over 90. So people want to talk about the defense all day. That's fine, but Russ is still balling. He was balling during those years too. And you could see what it was turning into. He was game managing, but he was coming up big in third down. He was coming up big in fourth quarters and 2-minute drives. And now you're just seeing us kind of unleash him a little bit. He's Doug Baldwin, Tyler Lockett. He's had decent weapons. DK Metcalf is transcendent. This kid's going to be one of the all-time greats. You can just see it already. But Russ is special, man. Like, the dude, he comes up as clutch as anybody possibly can. And for the caller in San Diego talking about the 5 picks in the NFC Championship game, I believe 3 of those were off of his receiver's hands. you know, and he still came back and won the game. So, you know, knock the guy for whatever you want, but I feel like people are wanting to turn him into a fourth quarter quarterback. That's ridiculous.
Well, Jordan, let's take a minute here. Let's no longer acknowledge the people who don't make any sense, okay?
Yeah,
real
I
simple.
Feel it.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate you for calling up from Seattle, man. Good luck to your squad, all right?
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, come on. We had some callers. If you missed the last hour, there was a guy who said, oh, well, Russell Wilson, oh, he threw five interceptions. Well, Russell Wilson, he's not perfect. Well, I mean, I didn't come over here and say Russell Wilson was 33 years old out of Nazareth, okay? I didn't call him Jesus Christ. I called him a great quarterback. I didn't say he was perfect. I'm not expecting Russell Wilson to walk through the damn door and, you know, just turn my water into wine. I'm not expecting that. What I expect is for him to do what he's been doing for the past 8 or 9 years, and that's go out onto the field and give you a chance to win. Something that half the quarterbacks, maybe three quarters of the quarterbacks in the NFL can't do. If you're a fan of the Chicago Bears right now, would you like Russell Wilson? If you like the Jacksonville Jaguars, would you want Russell Wilson? New England Patriots, would you like Russell? Minnesota, would you like him? New York Jets, would you like him? Come on. There are a lot of teams in the NFL right now. We had a caller from San Francisco. You got Jimmy Garoppolo, or maybe you don't. Would you like Russell? Let's be real. We got a few quarterbacks in the NFL who will win you a game. Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady's trying to figure out his old last life in Tampa Bay. Let's go way across the country from Tampa Bay. Let's go up to Portland. Alex is on the line. Alex, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, I know you said don't respond to people that don't make sense, but the guy that said that Russell's season wouldn't be the same without DK, I mean, look at Patrick Mahomes' season without Tyreek Hill. It wouldn't be the same either. And how he was saying that the Legion of Boom was the whole reason why we won the Super Bowl to the Denver Broncos. Russell Wilson put 43 points in that game against Peyton Manning, and it was supposed to be the best offense against the best defense. That didn't work out, and he almost made the NFC Championship game the year before if it wasn't for our Pete Carroll failing at icing the kicker in Atlanta.
Well, Alex, some people make stupid statements. Just give me a quick comment to stupid people who don't like Russell.
I don't know. I just feel like everyone's just jealous that they don't have a quarterback like Russell Wilson, basically, I guess my statement.
Oh, shots fired. Okay, you took it in a different direction. Well, Alex, I appreciate you for calling up, okay?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Alex, for calling from Portland. Alex is in that car. I don't know what he's doing. He's busy. I don't know if I want to call people jealous. Just some people don't make no damn sense. Russell Wilson is a great quarterback. This is not even a handful of guys who are better. What, three guys? Come on. Dupree is calling up from Houston, Texas. Dupree, go on ahead.
How you doing, JR?
I'm good, Dupree. What's going on?
Oh, I'm blessed, man. You know what, Mr. JR? I think Russell is a great quarterback. He has been for years. I really picked Seattle and Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl this year. You know?
That would be fun to watch. That'd be fun. Yes. I'd take it.
Yes, sir. Mr. JR, you know what? It's no fruit while Pittsburgh is 10-0. It's no fruit. It's their time. So it's going to be Seattle and Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. Watch and see.
Okay. Well, that means that Pittsburgh is going to have to put a whooping on Patrick Mahomes. That means I think we'd have a good matchup. So, listen, Dupree, I'm here for it. Let's see what happens, okay?
Yes, sir. God bless you, JR.
You as well. Thank you, Dupree, for calling up from Houston, Texas. I mean, I like the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, when we get into the playoffs, we've seen what those young receivers in Pittsburgh have done so far. Okay, I don't care if you're looking at Claypool, Washington. I don't care. Let's see what they do in the playoffs. Let's see. I'm going to go with the quote-unquote establishment. I'm going to go with the team that just went out there and won. team who got the job done, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs. They are my favorite until somebody beats them. It's really that simple. And speaking of the establishment, you know, we've had some callers, and I mentioned him too. Oh, you know, Russell Wilson wouldn't be doing this without this guy. DK Metcalf. Last night in that victory where Seattle went right over the Eagles, DK Metcalf, a second-year wide receiver, okay? A man who had eight receivers. There were eight wideouts selected before him in last year's draft in the second round. He was picked number 64. We're talking about a guy who's what? 6'4", 230 pounds. I tweeted this watching the game yesterday. It doesn't even matter what the guy's name was. Somebody tried to lower their shoulder into DK Metcalf, and they basically bounced off of him. It's like, why even bother trying to tackle this guy? I know it's your job, but you're going to bounce off. It's not going to happen. Last year, his rookie season, 900 yards, 7 touchdowns. This year, he just passed Tyreek Hill last night. He's first in yards. He has 9 touchdowns. He is already probably the best wide receiver, I'd say, that Russell Wilson has played with in his entire career. And it's taken Russell 8-9 years to get to this point. And there's already comparisons right now, I guess because of size and speed, it's natural to Calvin Johnson Megatron. And Megatron, you know, no, he is not DK Metcalf, or DK Metcalf is not Megatron. Megatron was selected number 2 overall in the 2007 draft. And DK Metcalf had to deal with injuries in school. It was his foot. It was his neck. He didn't get enough reps. People were worried about his injury history. And bottom line, he was taken in the second round. You want to know some of these wideouts that were selected before him? Sorry to all you Ravens fans out there, but can you imagine Lamar Jackson to DK Metcalf? That could have been a possibility. Because Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, was the first wide receiver selected. Hey, what's going on to everybody in New England? N'Keal Harry, who came out from the West, came out from Arizona. He's still trying to be a solid, healthy wide receiver in the NFL. If you're a fan of the Patriots, guess what? You could have had DK Metcalf last year and this year. Deebo Samuel. I know he's had his injuries this year, certainly helped the Niners in the Super Bowl in the playoffs last year. A.J. Brown has finally stepped it up for the Titans. Mecole Hardman, okay, doing a solid job as a weapon for Patrick Mahomes. And then I'm sorry. Philadelphia selected J.J. I don't even know how to say his whole damn name. He sucks so bad. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside? I don't know. You know why I don't know who he is? Because the guy is basically going to get cut any second now. Philadelphia selected a wide receiver that's not even getting burned. That's not even an NFL player. And they selected him in the second round. And this is someone, I'm sorry, Philadelphia. Howie Roseman said, this guy's a baller. He's got a very good skill set. And I think when our fans get to know him, they're going to be really proud. He symbolizes Eagle mentality, Eagle football. Well, he's not even playing. How about that? He can't even crack the rotation. They're going to cut him. It's unfortunate. But DK Metcalf last night, before the game, Jim Schwartz, who's now on the Eagles, if you recall, he was the head coach of the Detroit Lions. He coached Calvin Johnson. And Jim Schwartz tried to say to him, hey, you know what? You're on your way to being like Calvin Johnson. But DK Metcalf kind of took that as an insult. That, you know, I'm trying to be me. I'm not trying to be Calvin Johnson. This is what DK Metcalf had to say last night when asked about this from a reporter.
One of the defensive coaches came up to me and it kind of made me mad that he was like, I was in Detroit with Megatron, but you're not there yet. You know, in my mind, I'm not trying to be Megatron. I'm trying to be me. So, had a little chip on my shoulder the whole game.
Was that Jim Schwartz?
Yes, sir.
Well, he went out there and hung up 177 yards. And he ain't done yet. You know, if I'm Russell Wilson, I'm kicking my shoes giddy in the house. I don't know if Russell Wilson's feet on his massive couch, I don't know if his feet touch the floor at home, but, you know, he's probably sitting on the couch just all giddy, knowing that he has an opportunity to go to work and throw to Lockett, to throw to Metcalf, someone who is 6'3", 6'4", and runs a 4.3 40. And by the way, if you go back in time and you look at the first year numbers from Calvin Johnson, his first year, 756 yards, 4 touchdowns. Last year, I told you, DK Metcalf, 900 yards, 7 touchdowns. Megatron's second year, 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns. DK Metcalf, you think about what he's already doing this year? More than 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns. And they still got 5 games to go. He's on his way. He's bigger than everybody. He's faster than everybody. He's stronger than everybody. And this combination of Russell Wilson to Metcalf, Metcalf is going to be catching footballs over a whole lot of people's heads for a long time. And for a second rounder, someone who's only quote unquote, only making $4 million, Seattle got him on a discount right now. They're going to milk everything that they can out of him. I'll tell you that much. Good luck to Seattle as they try to get that defense together. You know, Russell Wilson can only take them so far. We'll talk about it. And a matter of fact, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you some teams that aren't as fortunate as Seattle. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about some teams, you know, that I don't want to say stick a fork in them, but their time, I believe, is done. I don't care how many games they have left. I don't care what they've done. You know, they don't got the hopes of a Seattle. None of these teams have a Russell Wilson. I'm going to tell you who these teams are when we come back. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I want to give a big shout out to Momia Goal. That is someone who tweeted me. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Momia Goal said, "What's up from Cali?" He says, "Go Chiefs." He says he always hears me after his son's practice. We love the show. Well, Momia Goal, I appreciate you. Thank you to you and your son for listening after practice. Like I just said, I appreciate y'all. Make sure you drive safe out there. And listen, shout outs to all the truckers. Shout outs to everybody at work. Folks in the back room. Folks in the front room. Folks on the road. Folks making the deliveries. I appreciate you. You're making things go round and round. You're helping the world go round and round. You are making things easier for yourself to go round and round. I appreciate you. Now I got to let you know about these bad teams. Okay, I'm going to start off by letting you know about the Old Spice Unstoppable Drive of the Week. Okay, triple protection Old Spice Sweat Defense. It's not just strong. It's strong, strong. All right, this past Sunday, with the score tied at 20 with just over 2 minutes left in their game against the Rams, the 49ers, yes, the 49ers, went on an 11-play, 56-yard drive that ended with a 42-yard game-winning field goal by Robbie Gould. Look, 23-20. This is a win. It improved the 49ers' record to 5-6 on the season. And the Rams, they're now 7-4. And I was telling you last week about these Rams. I said, I don't trust them. I don't trust that offense. You can look at the defense and you could be confident in what the defense can do for the Rams. But come on, San Francisco has now beat them twice this year. You take a look at Jared Goff. He's average, you know, 3,000 yards, 16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. You know, I don't care if he goes one game with Robert Woods and another game with Cooper Kupp and he's like, yeah, you know, 130 yards, 145 yards. And then he comes back to earth, okay, against San Francisco, 198 yards and 2 interceptions. The offense for the Rams does not have a game breaker, a consistent game breaker. And that includes the quarterback, Jared Goff. Sean McVay, head coach of the Rams, he says the team is hurting themselves with all of these damn turnovers. Listen.
Too many times we beat ourselves and we just have to play better. We're not taking good enough care of the football, and that's something that's got to change. Otherwise, I'm going to continue to sit up here and say this week in and week out, and it just can't continue to happen.
Yeah, who wants that? Jared Goff, I told you, he's inconsistent. He could have a huge game one game, and then he could go out there and turn the ball over the next. Everybody was so hyped when they won 2 out of 3 games. Oh, the Rams beat Seattle. Barely. Oh, the Rams beat Tampa Bay. Barely. Come on. The defense kept them in all of those games. The defense gives up 19 points per. That's solid. If this defense wasn't as good, if you didn't have Aaron Donald in the middle, I mean, damn it, the Rams would be suffering. Speaking of defense, there's another team that their defense generally keeps them in games. But this past Sunday, they were embarrassed by, in my opinion, the best running back in the game. That guy's name is Derrick Henry. He decided to run all over the Indianapolis Colts, 178 yards and 3 touchdowns. Okay, a couple of weeks ago, you know, the Colts beat the Titans. But this week, the Titans got smacked up by the Colts. Excuse me. Yeah, the Titans whooped them 45-26. This is what head coach Frank Reich had to say about losing to these Titans.
Obviously, tough loss. Came in here, you know, feeling confident, feeling prepared, and was just a very poor effort. Got outplayed, got outcoached, really in all three phases. We did not execute. You know, we just didn't do the little things. You know, we talk about in big games, it's about doing the little things right. And we didn't do that in all three phases. So we got to learn from that and get better.
Yeah, for another team that has a solid defense, yeah, I'm not all that sold on their offense. Phil Rivers is also average at this point. 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. I'm not going to count on Phil Rivers to do anything consistently. And the same thing counts with their running game right now. You know, I don't care who you plug back there. They got a lot of young running backs. And whether it's a matter of age, you know, whether it's the COVID list or whether you're a rookie, it's not so clear cut for Indianapolis. Their defense is helping them out. But you know what? Despite all of that, I got confidence in the Rams and the Colts that they can stick around, that they can possibly get into the playoffs as wild card teams because of those defenses. I don't think they'll go far because of the inconsistencies with their offense. But we have two teams right now that I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm not too sure. A couple of weeks ago, you take a look at the Arizona Cardinals. They're now 6-5. Kyler Murray, after he beat the Buffalo Bills with that Hail Mary to DeAndre Hopkins, he was looked at as someone who could be an MVP candidate. Well, since then, not so good. You know, as a part of that Buffalo Bills game, outside of that, they've lost 3 out of their last 4 games. The Cards lost to Miami, Seattle, New England. It took a miracle for them to beat Buffalo, otherwise they'd be on a 4-game losing streak. Kyler Murray has passed 2 games. You know, against New England this week, only 31 yards rushing. The week before against Seattle, only 15. He's being blitzed out of his mind right now. The first 7 games, he was blitzed only 17% of the time that he dropped back. Right now, Kyler Murray is being blitzed 40% of the time when he drops back. Not so easy. We want to talk about teams figuring out Lamar Jackson. They ain't making life easy right now for Kyler Murray. And I don't know if the Cards at 6-5, I don't know. They're too inconsistent. They can beat anybody via a Hail Mary. They can beat anybody throwing up a whole lot of points. But they're better teams. They are more consistent teams in the NFC. And let's go to the AFC. I'm going to put a whole fork in this team. I know we just had Thanksgiving, but this team is done. I am sorry. The Las Vegas Raiders, hot trash. The Falcons, and I know the Falcons, a lot of people aren't high on them. They're like, oh, well, how are the Falcons going to choke this game away this time? But the Falcons are still capable of putting up points. They may lay an egg one game, and then they come out and they do what they did against the Raiders, and they put up 43 points against them, 43-6. I was actually watching this game, and then I fell asleep, and I woke up, and it was a whole ass whooping. I said, whoa, what is this? And the Raiders' defense, the Raiders are now 6-5. The defense gives up almost 30 points a game. I don't know how you're going to win. Derek Carr puts up numbers, but he seems to be okay. Josh Jacobs, the running back, is one of the best in the game. But, you know, the passing game, I kind of go, okay, well, whatever. You draft Henry Ruggs. He hasn't stepped into being a solid contributor as a rookie, even though we got plenty of rookie wideouts who are putting up numbers. Higgins and Jefferson and Cincinnati and Minnesota. You know, Darren Waller, he's a matchup nightmare, but I don't consider him to be a breakout. Hunter Renfro is solid. And the Raiders, I just kind of shrug. They're still the Raiders to me. This is what Derek Carr had to say about how bad they were.
I didn't think, personally, we had our best week of practice. Personally thought we were a little flat. Clearly, that was the case in the game. Anytime you turn the ball over like that, you're not going to win football games. Our week of practice was not to the standard that we have set, you know, that we have, you know, really had. Again, I haven't felt this way with this team yet, you know, where we got punched in the face and it just kept happening.
We got punched in the face and it just kept on happening. I mean, what you got, Nate Robinson? Just got punched in the face. You got knocked the hell out. And that's unfortunate because I don't think there's any getting up for the Raiders. They're 6-5. They got the New York Jets next. All right. And there should be absolutely no reason, none, that the Raiders don't bounce back against a football team that can't even produce a victory by accident. The Raiders should get the number one overall pick if they can't beat the New York Jets. They have the Colts next after that. They have the Chargers. You want to talk about a team that finds a way to lose. Miami, Denver. You know, so the Raiders, they can end the season with a couple more victories. But they're going to be okay. They're going to be average. They're going to win some, like beat the Chiefs. And then they're going to lose some, like get smacked by the Falcons. Pretty damn bad. I'm going to open up the phone lines. And then I want to tell you about another team out here. There's a team. We had a caller last night who was extremely high on this team. And I had to let him be joyous. I had to let him be happy. Because this is a team that is just historically awful. But I want to hear from you right now. 855-212-4CBS. What team has been bad? What team has maybe slumped a little bit that you think will still be okay come playoff time? Is there a team that's slumping that you think is they'll be okay? You know, I just told you a couple. I think the Rams and the Colts, I still think they'll make the playoffs. You know, I think they'll be competitive. You know, but then another team like the Raiders, you throw them out the window. I think they're trash. They're not doing anything. Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. What team do you believe still has a little bit of life left in them? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about teams that might be in a little bit of a slump, that haven't been too hot, that you still got a little bit of faith in. Did they go from hot? Did they get cold? Can they get hot again? I just named you some teams The Rams just got beat by San Francisco. I think the Rams defense will allow them to make the playoffs. The Raiders, I think the Raiders are done. The Cards are inconsistent. A big shout outs to my friend Stacy. My friend Stacy hit me online, and you know, I mentioned the Falcons beating up on these Raiders, who I think the Raiders are now done. They're too inconsistent. Their defense gives up too many points. Stacy is listening on 92.9 The Game, and she says, "Hey, well, don't put too much stock in the Falcons. We know they're indecisive. We know that. That's why their head coach Dan Quinn is gone. That's why they ain't going to the playoffs." And this is a great opportunity to let you know about the player of the week. I'm going to get to your phone calls in a second. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. But the Granger player of the week is Derrick Henry, okay? In Sunday's 45-26 win over those Colts, Henry carried the ball 27 times, 178 yards, and 3 touchdowns. On the season, he leads the league 1,250 yards rushing, more than that, and he only trails Dalvin Cook in rushing touchdowns. The player of the week was sponsored by Granger. For all the ones who get it done, there's Granger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry to help keep your facility safe and your people safer. Go to Granger.com/safety or just stop by. Let's get to these phone lines and, you know, get your thoughts on some teams that might be in a slump that can still make some noise. Let's go to Baltimore. Let's talk to Maurice. Maurice, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, what's happening, brother? How you doing?
I'm terrific. How are you?
All right, man. You know what? You know I'm a homer. I'm a realist, too. I'm going to go with my Ravens. Now, I know that I don't take a break at my job tomorrow till 6 o'clock. And I know when I check that score, it's probably going to be 20-0 Pittsburgh. I'm a realist with that.
Okay.
But these next five, other than Cleveland, I know the rest of my schedule with Dallas, the Giants, Jaguars, and Cincinnati. If the Ravens, a 10-6 won't get us there. 10-6 would not get us there, not this year, even with that seventh spot. But if they can somehow get to 11-5 and we get all our players back from this COVID that is, you know, and I'm not going to say anything bad about COVID because it's affected millions. It is what it is, you know, and I've had it and recovered. If we can somehow get to that 11-5, JR, and look, and Lamar gets that, if the Ravens get that first playoff win, Lamar gets his first playoff win, I think we can do some things, man. Hey, tomorrow is going to be brutal with that mass unit we're sending up to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That, I like my Ravens, man. Hey, all I can say is I got hope. I got hope, brother.
Well,
hey, you have
listen,
a good evening, man.
You as well, Maurice. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. I mean, if you're a Ravens fan, that's all you can have right now is hope. Like, I have no idea. They're going to be playing the Steelers tomorrow afternoon at 3:40. If you're working from home, if you're looking for something, an excuse not to work, turn on the football game. That's what I'm going to be doing at 3:40 p.m. I'm going to be watching NFL football on a Wednesday afternoon. Welcome to 2020. Ain't that some stuff? And I agree with Maurice. The Steelers are probably going to kick their ass tomorrow, unless the Steelers are rusty. I mean, last week we had on their new linebacker, Avery Williamson. And I mean, damn it, I had a whole conversation about him playing on Thanksgiving and the game got delayed 3 times. But yeah, if the Ravens can't beat the Cowboys, if the Ravens can't beat the Browns, and I know the Browns are 8-3, the Browns actually have a better record than the Ravens right now. If the Ravens can't beat the Jaguars, the Giants, the Bengals, then they don't deserve to go to the playoffs. It's real simple. Jamari, he's calling up from Jackson, Georgia. Jamari, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What team do you still have faith in?
JR, man, how you doing? Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And the two teams that I had in mind are the Rams and the Cardinals, actually. I remember you mentioned those two just now. With the Rams, I feel like with their issues. I mean, obviously got to protect Jared Goff. I think they have a defensive issue. That's me personally. You know, because honestly, the Rams still have a lot of potential to me. So they had a big Super Bowl defense. standings, or I guess the Patriots. But I still kind of see the Rams making the postseason around like 6 or 7-ish. I don't see them winning nothing either.
Look at some of these other teams with all the game breakers they have. Who on the offensive side of the ball is going to break a game open? Who's going to make that big play consistently for the Rams? Who is it?
I mean, honestly, you can't go wrong with Cooper Kupp, man. Cooper Kupp is overrated to me. I think that you got Robert Woods. I will say they need running back help. I will say that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I didn't ask who can make a big play. I'm saying who can do it consistently. Let's break this down for a minute here.
Is Cooper Kupp
or Robert Woods in the same space of a DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh no.
Are any of these guys a DK Metcalf?
No, absolutely not.
Is Jared Goff, is he in the category of a Aaron Rodgers or a Russell Wilson?
And that's where the problems lie, JR. Consistency. I'm glad you brought that up. That's why I chose the Cardinals too, because the Cardinals are having consistency issues as well. Now they do have DeAndre Hopkins on the offensive side of the ball. But that's the problem with the Rams to me.
Well, so they are whooping Kyler Murray's ass right now, unfortunately. Thank you so much, Jamari, for calling up from Jackson, Georgia. Let's go to Maryland and talk to Tony. Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who you got faith in?
Hey, JR, how you doing, sir? Good show. Good question, man. I like the question. Let me make it real quick for you, JR. The question. Ravens. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, they still got the best defense. Let's look at the other teams. Dolphins ain't going nowhere. Cardinals ain't going nowhere. You really believe in the Browns, Miami? It's the Ravens. Once they get that defense together and get past this COVID, that defense going to take them to the top.
And what about the offense? The offense is kind of slapstick right now.
Hey, Jerry, let me tell you something.
Is Ray Lewis going to come help? What about Woodson?
We don't need them. Jerry, we don't need them. We got Dez on the 53-man lineup. We're going to be okay. Let me tell you now.
Yeah, but Raiders, it's a dip. Okay, go ahead.
Raiders ain't going nowhere. I agree with you. Raiders and Harlem ain't going nowhere. Coming out the AFC, it's going to be the Ravens and Pittsburgh. Cleveland right now, they playing okay. They not going nowhere.
Oh, well,
Miami
Cleveland
ain't going nowhere.
Ah, man, I got some things to say about the Cleveland Browns. You know, I got to let the Brown fans have their moment in the sunshine. Let them have it right now. But ain't nobody think about no Cleveland Browns. I'm sorry. I'm going to have some angry people calling me from Cleveland any minute now. But, Tony, thank you so much for calling up from Maryland.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Let's go to the ATL. Let's talk to Darryl. Darryl, you on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing there, man? I appreciate you having me on the show. I do want to speak on the Buccaneers. The only thing I would say about them, they've been looking shady every other game. It's either the defense looking, like, bad. It's either Tom Brady. I mean, some games you're looking at Mike Evans with, like, no more than, like, 50 yards, a couple receptions. I mean, Gronk looking pretty good. And also the running backs. I feel like Leonard Fournette isn't Leonard Fournette. Ronald Jones been showing himself, but, you know, it's been here and there. I do think that this team is going to be more complete in the playoffs. I can't take nothing away from Tom Brady. Like I said, he's getting older. But, like, you got some guys like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they getting up at age as well, and they look good still. So I think Tom Brady is going to turn it around. I think the Bucs defense is going to turn it up. And also, I think he would need the running backs for his Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones to actually show up every game, especially Leonard Fournette. So that's my take on the Bucs, personally.
Okay. Well, thank you, Darryl. I think Bruce Arians, the head coach, I think he's the one who needs to show up. I think he needs to figure out how to use all those weapons. Maybe I missed it. See, they have so many weapons, I don't even think you said Antonio Brown. I think he had either 3 catches or 3 targets on Sunday. He didn't do anything. He was an invisible man. That's how many weapons they have. Jimmy's calling from Maryland as well. Jimmy, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you tonight?
I'm good, Jimmy. We're up against the break. Give me your team, man. What you thinking about?
I got to go my hometown Ravens, man. I got to piggyback with all my fellow Raven fans. We're just not feeling it this year.
Oh, so you're the opposite. You don't think they're coming back? You think this year is done for them already?
Yeah, it's just our offense not clicking like it should be. Our wide receivers have just completely disappointed us, and I think that's – we can never get any luck with the receivers. Defense always on point. It's just our offense always been a struggle.
Wow, listen, Marquise Brown was the first wide receiver taken last year, okay? Number one, he was the first wide receiver taken. What's he doing? Dropping passes.
Right. Wide open.
Yeah, this man can't catch a football if it smacked him in the face guard. I mean, it's unfortunate right now. Good luck, Jimmy. I mean, so what do you want? I mean, if you don't think the team is going to be good this year, what the hell do you do?
It seems like in Baltimore history, we just count on the defense and just stack up on the defense and have another Matt Stover type of year.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jimmy, for calling from Maryland. Listen, if you are a Baltimore Ravens fan and you are suffering right now, if you are in the DMV area and you hurt, let me give you some good news. At least you are not up I-95. At least you're not the Eagles. More JR Sport Brief show when we come back right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.